than the goddamn truth. Well, that's what you're going to get right here. Nothing but truth and a new era of Crime Report. A new era where I do anything I want. Oh, it's not a big change, but it's a change, and I'm going to feel okay about it, too. Because I'm sick of all the things that I'm reading, except, boy, this looks good, doesn't it? Look at that. They're going to make a deal in North Korea. They said if we don't invade them, when the fuck were we ever going to invade North Korea? Is that a thing that we had? Kevin Downey Jr. is joining me here, co-host of Trump and comedian extraordinaire Kevin Downey Jr. sitting to my left. And how's it going, man?
Good, thanks. How
was
are
this,
you?
Was this ever going to occur? Was North Korea really afraid? Like, oh man, America, we need to annex North Korea.
You know what? I bet you that chubby little fucker was concerned.
Oh, you know, maybe him, yeah.
He's the only one.
He thinks he's that big, you know?
Yeah.
There's so much. I mean,
we. It's like Rhode Island going, I hope they don't take us over.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. I have a new name for the media now. You know, we called them fake news for so long. Now they are the United Media of America.
Ooh, I like
it. UMA. And you have to watch out for the UMA. What do I have here? What am I seeing? Oh, that's on the... Oh, it's okay. It's just on the monitor. See, they're United, and they're media, and they're in America. We could call them We could even call them the UMW. Mm. I think UMA sounds better.
Yeah.
It's more like a thing. We'll be talking about that on Trump this week. And we're also going to talk about this right now. It's no joke. Right here on the cover, this fucking girl, Michelle Wolf, in the news for being a cunt. That's all it took. Hey, you put like a fairly inexperienced comedian who's a redhead in charge of this correspondence dinner. What did they expect?
You know what, Pat? I'm just going to go on record saying I fully support her First Amendment rights to bomb.
I don't. Oh, to bomb. That is a God-given right as a comedian. Yeah, hell, sometimes you need to bomb, you know? Sometimes that's all you can do. You're going to bomb? You bomb. You go up there and tell your jokes. Do you think she wrote all that herself, or you think she had some hip?
No. You know what? It's sad that she can't take all the responsibility for that Hiroshima-like mushroom cloud of a performance. Did you watch it? It's horrific.
Well, the Hiroshima mushroom cloud is not quite an apt analogy because that bomb killed. And I think she missed a lot of opportunity. Maybe they were laughing in Japan.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. How much courage does it take? It's supposed to be this big controversial speech, right? But she's joking about a guy who's been compared to Hitler to the people who compared him to Hitler.
Yeah, absolutely.
What exactly could she say that's more insulting?
That's like praising cookies to a bunch of Girl Scouts. They're going to agree.
Right, yeah. We need the money. And not only that, but I mean, like, the whole thing. This is really going to hobble Trump's presidency, I'm sure, right? I think it was Jim David, he posted this saying that she was more incendiary than Trump, you know? I think he was speaking directly to Trump. Either that or he was responding to Ben Shapiro. I couldn't quite tell. And I didn't have a chance to look because by the time I got my response in there, he deleted his tweets.
Ah, damn it.
It's like, well, yeah, more incendiary than Trump, huh? I don't know. What did I say? Because she's a comedian, right? More incendiary than Trump, he says. And I go, I don't know. I saw Trump the other night at the Creek in the Cave working some new stuff that was right on the edge.
You know who's the biggest loser in this Michelle Wolf thing? David Hogg, because no one cares about him for the next 4 days.
Hey, David Hogg.
He's tweeting away right now.
News.
What about me?
Boycott Michelle Wolf. Yeah. I used to book her for shows, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, I used to.
I've never heard of her.
Yeah, she's, I don't think her material has always been, you know, political or anything like that. Obviously, they just amped that up for this.
Oh, dating sucks. Dating socks.
So, and she also used to do more of a retard act. You know what I mean? The retard acts where they pretend to be stupider than they are.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not, you know, I mean, I think she was doing that. I don't know.
Just doing that so that guys would like her.
She only likes a certain kind of guy, though, if you know what I mean. Not like you and me.
Funny.
A guy who, more of a fan of the NBA type guy.
Aha!
Yeah. That's I think. What do I know? But I think. I only know what I've heard, and that's what I've heard, so I think. We have news, of course, from all over the world. 9 students stabbed to death in China. Stabbed to death in China.
Got to ban Chinamen.
10 injured in a knife attack outside of a school in northern China. Man suspected of carrying out the attack alleged to be a former student taking revenge for having been bullied at school. Wow. You mean only 14 short years later, he's already seeking his revenge on unrelated children. There's a picture.
Has it been that long? 14 years? He goes, today's the day.
It's like, ah! I hope that these kids were at least kids of his tormentors.
You know what I mean?
At least that, because otherwise there's no connection.
Yeah, these kids didn't even know him.
No.
They couldn't. See, now they get a free bully, I think.
They get a free bully?
Yeah, they get to bully someone now.
Well, they did.
Oh, yeah, they did.
10 dead, but there's some of them that were just in. 10 injured, 7 dead, I think. 9 stabbed to death, 10. As if the numbers really matter, there's a billion fucking people over there. I mean, can we really get...
Not anymore.
How many guys he has to... 999,991 now. And Chinese police gave his surname as Zhao. He's 28. So, yeah, that makes... The students are typically 13, 14 in middle school. All the kids he stabbed were between 12 and 15. You do the math. 14 years later, he seeks his revenge. Apparently, knife attacks have been in the headlines in China in recent years. A spate of unconnected stabbings at schools between 10 and 12 left 25 dead, 10 injured. 3 men in March 2015 found guilty of a savage knife attack at Cumming Station. And, Kunming Station. Kunming. I thought it was Cumming. 29 people hacked to death, more than 100 others wounded. Do we have any footage of that? Boy, that'd be pretty good.
29 hacked to death?
Yeah. Maybe we have Ryan Katsu Rivera, Asian Me, newsboy in the booth over there.
Look at that hat. That's right.
Hey, I got the papers. Got the papers.
I'm not the newsboy. I just deliver the papes.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay. That's a...
It's a dick.
It's a new take on...
Holding a finger to my face.
He's right there. Sniff it. He wants you to sniff it. It
smells like John's ass.
Oh, no. At least you know which ass it smells like.
That's the face he made when it
You could narrow it down.
Yeah.
So do you have any footage on these China people being hacked to death?
No, we could reenact it, though.
Okay, see if you can reenact it.
You want to pull out a little bit?
Yeah, why not? Pull it out.
It has to be the hack.
Was it Kunming Station? What's going on? I have a nice reenactment. Now do that. You need to do that 28 more times.
28, yes.
Yeah. And 99 more wounds. There's 2 dead.
I don't know why a guy would be smiling during that. But.
And we'll assume that's going on the whole time we come back to studio. 2017, 2 people died, 9 injured by a knife-wielding man at a Walmart supermarket in the southern city of Shenzhen. Ooh, Shenzhen.
I can't believe Walmart goes to China.
Yeah, what the fuck is that about? I thought they were supposed to be anti-capitalist.
Doesn't their stuff come here?
Right. I wonder if they send it here and back or what. Like, I guess they make it there. They might as well be selling it there.
Run this ramp over to Walmart. That's the worst Chinese accent you're going to hear all night.
Run this ramp over to Walmart. Say ramp?
Yeah. Run this ramp over to Walmart.
We were doing an English accent that sounded like strangely Asian the other day, myself and the wife. We have lots of fun at home. I have to refer you guys to a good hate watch. Now, you know, people misunderstand about a good hate watch. They think like that a hate watch is just something that is like mindless TV, helps you relax. No! What a hate watch is it requires a lot of foreknowledge. You have to take into account the intent of the creators of the show. And you also have to be aware that kind of shit is going to happen at any moment, you know? Every detail of the show is about their agenda, and then you have to be able to mock it out loud. So it helps if you watch it with a friend, you know, just yelling at the TV. So the hate watch I'm talking about is, there's The Good Fight, of course. That's number one. A CBS app. You must watch The Good Fight. If you enjoy a good hate watch, Christine Baranski, old, washed-up, middle-aged, failing... Christine Baranski, who is the wrinkliest member of the cast, also some other people. Now, what it's about is a Chicago law firm that's all made entirely of women and blacks, and that's by design. You know, they're trying to I don't know, win one for the people or something. And they, encounter different cases and shit like that. And, maybe you can find footage of that, too, Ryan Katsu Rivera. The good fight. I think you found some shit that one time. Everything they say is biased. You know what I mean? Everything they say presents, the opposition to them in this, ridiculous light. I mean, it's really laughable. It's almost as if every moment of the show is created to piss you and me off, Kevin Downey Jr. So how can you resist?
I can't.
It's on the app. Okay, so CBS app. And what they're using this app for is to get this, fucking crazy bias programming out there, I guess, to test it, see if it's going to be popular, and see how much of bullshit we'll accept. Also, they can have nudity and shit like that if they want to. Like, if you want to see Christine Baranski naked, she's a G-MILF. She is a G-MILF.
What's a G-MILF?
Grandma, I'd like to fuck. Or a grandma I'm loath to fuck. She's in the show. And do you remember who she is? She was in Sybil, that show that was on a few years in the 90s. How about a picture of Christine Baranski? Because I want you guys to recognize, this is the one they've made the star of the show, right?
How do you spell Baranski?
I don't. If you take a fucking shot at it, it'll probably say, "Did you mean this cunt?"
Did you mean G-MILF?
Yeah. Did you mean G-MILF?
Oh, I got her.
Yeah. Christine, I don't even know if I said her name right. Let's see what this old, wrinkly-ass star of The Good Fight looks like. This is a spinoff of The Good Wife, by the way. The Good Wife, which, there she is. Oh, yeah, she's old.
Oh, her!
She has a chin. She's, probably gotten more surgery than Zsa Zsa. By the way, two were also killed in the Zsa Zsa province of China, and Knifeman. They call him Knifeman, as if that's a thing. Knifeman. Yeah, there she is. So did you find any footage of The Good Fight? Let me know if you do.
Well, it's you have to subscribe to get it, but I think I can get some YouTube stuff working on that now.
Okay, yeah. I think we should subscribe to get it, and next week we'll hate watch an episode of The Good Fight.
And this is a long time coming.
I think that's illegal.
This is a great idea.
Yeah, it is. Hate watch is it's a sacred fucking duty of the opposition to hate watch shows. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it just goes unchallenged. You know what I mean? If all that shit's just floating around out there unchallenged, then how can we possibly not have the society be influenced by that? You know, eventually people see this and they go, "Oh, that's how it is." Okay.
I think you have a great idea for a show here, Pat. Sort of a Mystery Science 2000 thing, but you just call it Hate Watch with Pat Dixon. Where you watch a show and then just hate on it.
We cut to it, yeah. We cut, because believe me, everything they do requires more than one smart-ass remark.
Right.
Oh, it must be picked apart. Yeah, you guys, let's
see. We have a clip.
Let's see a clip from the...
I don't mind.
First of all, stop it.
You are different.
That right there, that's a lesbian, a not unattractive lesbian fiction. Yeah, right there. She has red hair and just a total fucking... nightmare person. Okay. And this other woman, that's the ugliest human on earth. That is the ugliest human being I've ever seen.
I can't pinpoint it, but her face is enraging.
And every expression she makes multiplies that by 100.
That's right.
She looks like she works at Sesame Street. She looks like a Muppet who said, "I'm going big time."
Well, she looks like she works, maybe works a corner on Sesame Street, under a bridge. Look at that fucking face.
I can hear the bell.
the count on Sesame Street, he's like, on a scale from 1 to 10, she's a 1, 2. And he just stopped.
No, a 1. Look at her. I mean, the shape of the head, that's got to be the least flattering Mo-type haircut I've ever seen. I mean, what's with the pixie boy do, Yeah. And it doesn't do anything for her. My wife has the goddamn audacity to claim that this is not an atrocious woman to look at.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got AIDS now. I'm going to die of AIDS.
How did that happen?
I ain't that precious. Shit. Uh-huh. Now, wait. You want a super size or you want medium or what?
Wait, is that precious?
She works, salt and pepper.
Works at every Burger King in the United States of America. All right, let's watch.
No, I don't mind. I like the corner.
You are different since your ride along.
No, I am the same. Exactly the same.
So, I am hoping we can use the DOJ's problems against him in this Marconi continuance. Been looking at their workload, and they have asked for continuances on 70% of their active cases.
Julie's just asked me to argue the next motion.
What?
Julius told me to argue the next Marconi motion.
Why?
Okay, stop one second. What's going on here, and I happen to know this episode, is that this fucking red hair girl is being asked to take the place of this fucking hideous person to, in like you said, you know, in this motion, like whatever the fuck it is. Julius, by the way, is the fucking bald black leader of the pack, and he's also part of this law firm, you know, and so he's the one that's done this. Now, this chick here is pregnant, the ugly thing. She's going to give birth to something, and now she is...
that three-eyed fish from The Simpsons, I think.
That's best case scenario. We hope it's orange. And she, they're afraid that she's not going to be able to, you know, handle it, so that's, you know that's going to be trouble.
But he was... talking about your condition.
Oh, fuck.
They just want to know if this is going to be something...
Do you know what? It's my business.
It is. You're right. It is your business. But you haven't even told me. And I'm your friend.
I'm pregnant. I'm having a baby.
Sasquatch.
I'm having a Sasquatch.
Thank you.
I'm having a baby.
Thanks for telling me after I told you. Thank you.
It okay. feels weird.
Well, you know what? You spoke them well.
Okay, now that this is like this is one of the more innocuous scenes of this we'll ever see. And when I say that, I mean this is not enraging. Mm-hmm. This is just boring.
Yeah, there's one scene where she's talking to Jane Lynch, the black chick, and then she's eating a piece of candy, and it right? She like Jane says, "Oh, that candy's for customers," or something like that.
Okay, well, if you say so.
And then the black girl grabs the candy after she makes some salient point that Jane Lynch is like, "Oh."
Jane Lynch is in this?
Yeah, or some chicks that looks like Jane Lynch. She's like, "Oh." Yeah.
That's such a Jane Lynch thing to say, too.
It's confusing because they like the cast is women and black.
Yeah,
but,
only.
But if there's a black woman and a white woman, then you get, you know.
What's going on here? It's two like bitches in one scene?
Yeah.
2018 for you, am I right?
Who wins?
Who wins? Who wins indeed, and at what cost? But that when they have white men is when they need somebody for that they're supposed to hate, right?
Of course.
Now, there's one black Trump supporter on the staff as a lawyer, and he is really good. You know what I mean? He's like he's the only person, and he hardly ever says anything, who has any sense. The episode I saw last night was they were approached by the DNC. They all signed NDAs. They all were giving notes. You can only take notes on this meeting. We'll burn them at the end. No phones in the meeting. All this kind of shit. It's very secretive, the DNC. By the way, the woman who comes from the DNC is played by the communist fucking fat old lady that's in The Americans. Why do I know anything about TV?
I don't know. I got that clip that you were just talking
News
about.
News horror, Matt Nishtatmel. You got that clip?
Yeah, I just found it.
When they're approached by the... Oh, right.
And yellow and pink and blue and black and green, monster and bear and bird character and hawk and cow and penguin and horse and mouse and
She looks a little better in this.
I don't mind her in this quite as much.
Yeah, there she is.
But it's too long.
That one guy looks kind of concerned, right?
Until a week from Saturday. Whenever that
the
is.
Cop looks just...
Old black cop there to supervise. Oh, kids might want to get out of the street.
We'll never
they want to get out of the street, kids.
Everybody in this still possible to sing.
Possible.
We all better just go home and be sad and frustrated.
Oh. Is Eastside Dave doing that voice?
I don't
know. I'd be sad and frustrated, Roy Harder.
You get 10,000 points, all right?
All right, 2,000 points for Big Bird, all right. Yeah. 5 points for the cop, the black cop. Yeah, yeah, yes, yes, yes.
Can we go back to the? Can we go back to the clip for a second? See, I told you Jane Lynch was in this.
Ah, there she is. Yes, very is. Tall, very beaky.
Yes.
Okay, right. I understand now. So the good fight and the other one that is called Dr. Bull. We'll talk about Dr. Bull another time. We have a Good Citizen Award for a from the Show Me State of Missouri. Man was arrested early Tuesday over in, looks like Iowa, I think, though. He was arrested because this comes from the Des Moines Register. He rammed a vehicle on Interstate I-80, my favorite, I-80 off-ramp in Altoona, fired two shots from a handgun. So this is a dipshit with a gun.
Yeah.
We have a on Trump, good guy with a gun. This is a dipshit with a gun, and he wins the Good Citizen Award. Part of an Amber Alert is what he thought it was, two children missing in Toronto. So that's what's wrong with these Amber Alerts. It's like, what do you want these people to do? You want them to run somebody off the road? Oh, I hope this ad lasts forever.
No, this is actually a public service announcement on what to do.
Oh, I see. If somebody's a kid goes abducted, missing. If
the, don't shoot!
Abducted by anybody mentally disabled, God knows those fucking retards be in danger. Mentally retard be in danger. Oh, fuck.
A minor.
If you believe someone is missing, immediately call 911.
Have sex against the shower wall.
Yes. Sit in this chair, lonely chair. And you know, an empty chair is meant to indicate loneliness. It's a symbol. If your child goes missing in a store, you know, you're lucky you. No matter the age of the missing person, write as many details to the cops as possible. Contact their friends and family. Check places they frequent. You know, the playground, the schools.
Trunk.
That kind of buries the heroism of this dude.
It really does, doesn't it? This guy, he at least knew what to do when the cops got there. Now, this is a very interesting detail here because his name's 41-year-old Matthew Golden of Kearney, Missouri. He's the victim, actually. So the guy who did it... Okay. I'm going to get my shit together. 41-year-old Matthew Golden. He is the Good Citizen Award winner. He told police he thought the vehicle was part of an Amber Alert for two missing children. So he spotted a white panel van with Florida plates traveling on East I-80.
And he thought, the missing kids are in that vehicle. I'm going to fire into it.
Yeah. The Amber Alert was given out Tuesday morning. Advised the public to be on the lookout for a silver 2006 Hyundai Sonata with Illinois plates.
Hmm.
He saw a white panel van with Florida plates, and he said, that's the one. That looks to me. Maybe they've got inside that vehicle.
They're wrong. This is the right one.
This is the right one, all right? He was stoned, as it turned out. He had been smoking some weed. I would discredit the communication center because, according to the victim, the dispatcher told him to get down. That's what they told him to do, is get down when they were being fired upon. Because the Florida man was traveling to Illinois. He was unharmed. He's the only person in the vehicle. No kids.
Thank God.
I mean, come on. No kid in there. When law enforcement officers arrived, they found Golden stripped to his underwear, lying face down on the exit ramp. That's how you don't get shot.
Yeah.
If you've already fired a couple of rounds, lay down with all your clothes off. I mean, you don't want to get killed. He didn't appear to be intoxicated. They found a plastic container with almost 16 grams of marijuana in his SUV. But marijuana is never harmful.
No.
It doesn't do any harm. In fact, I think I'm going to hit my pipe right now.
There's rules against that. We have to start on time. We also can't hit pipes anymore.
What are you, some kind of fucking shill for the man?
No.
And your newsboy hat?
I follow the rules.
The rules. Hey, what, did we start on time?
Yeah.
No. 7:01.
Da Rules is my favorite rapper, by the way.
Yeah, it's Ja's brother.
Yeah, that's right. Da Rules! Da Rules! Da Rules are on fire! When the crime report's on, we disobey.
You know what we got, though? We do have a read. We have a read. It's a new sponsor.
Okay, go ahead. Let's cut to that.
Crime Report, brought to you by the New York City Subway. Not a toilet, but it can be. And by cigarettes. Yeah, cigarettes. Smoke them until you get cancer, and then maybe just a little longer. And now back to Crime Report with Pat Dixon.
Well, thank you. We got a new sponsor, New York City Subway sponsoring.
That's lovely.
That's nice. Those were not centered properly, by the way. I hope they don't mind. I hope we still get paid for those ads.
You know, it's not illegal to shit in the subway anymore.
Right, yeah. You just have to... You might get a ticket if you don't pick it up. I think you're supposed to pick up after yourself.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, okay. You have to pick up your turd. Not illegal to shit there. That's why I say. I guess that's why they say that. Golden was charged with assault intended to inflict injury, blah, blah, blah. Now, we have a new segment. You know how sometimes people have a segment like, you know, when women go bad.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that segment. That would be... wrong, I think. We have a new bit called When Women Fulfill Their Potential. Look at that. That's not really...
That's clearly me.
Part of the show, but Why not? When women fulfill their potential.
That's exactly, that's me.
That's how you, that's the way you fucking man spread.
Yeah.
That's you dressed like a Brazilian tourist.
Yeah. And a boy's laying on my lap.
Sans soccer ball.
Nothing matches. This is great.
Yeah. Look at the shoes, too.
I see legs is all I see in this photo. I only see legs. And you know what she's doing? She's showing them off because that guy's laying down. He can't see what the hell's going on. She's mm-hmm. like, look at these legs.
Yeah.
Also, if you do back up, if you want to look at these fucking shoes for some reason, what are the shoes?
They're look like Asics. Asics.
Oh, Asics.
Yeah.
You mean Gay-sics?
The Tiger Asuka.
Looks like he mowed in them as well.
Yeah, they look a little mowed in.
When you mow, your feet turn, your shoes turn green. Everybody knows.
Look like he larried and curled in them too.
Yeah, he larried, he curled, he mowed, he turned green. And we're the ones that are envious because look at those legs. Yeah. She does have an ankle monitor on though. It looks like. Is that what that is? Yes. Clearly an ankle monitor.
That's right.
Do not say otherwise. We have the first story, a woman who has fulfilled her potential. She's wanted in an alleged multi-state crime spree. She has since been apprehended. She's been captured, in southern Texas near the U.S.-Mexico border. Her name is Lois Reese. She's 56. Focus of a nationwide manhunt after she allegedly shot and killed her husband in Minnesota. That's right. And before killing and stealing the identity of a Florida woman who looked like her.
I think manhunt is a little presumptuous. We can't assume gender.
You're goddamn right about that. It is, isn't it?
It's a hunt.
It is a person hunt. And we don't even, I think that might be too presumptuous. It's just a hunt.
Hunt.
U.S. Marshals and deputies. U.S. Marshals, deputies, and local police arrested her around 8:30 local time in South Padre Island, Texas, according to the spokesman. She was sitting alone at a restaurant when they approached her and didn't appear to be surprised, taken into custody with that incident. She was trying to cross into Mexico, despite being so close to the border. There's no indication she was trying to cross into Mexico, despite being so close to the border. I'm sure that was in her mind, though. From the very beginning, it struck this fellow as, this is her. Look at that. What a whore. And she found somebody that looked like her.
Wow.
And assumed her identity down in Florida. What a and killed her. There she is. Look at this skank with a fucking...
Need someone that looks like me. I'm trying to cash a check.
There's somebody that would find her attractive, and that person is named Dog the Bounty Hunter. We just need to grow your nails super long, babe.
Did you say Doug the Bounty Hunter?
Yes. It's
a new Dog's character, brother. Doug the Bounty Hunter. I thought you were going to say, this black guy. I thought that was funny, because you came on the screen right when you said that, like he's Doug the Bounty Hunter.
It's me, Doug.
He's like, hey, you know what? I talk normal on the news, but, you know, I'm keeping it real.
I like her Michael Jackson smooth criminal hat that she's wearing as she walks into Walmart.
Smooth criminal, is that right?
Yeah.
Is it, it's a type of hat, or is it a...
when you see it, you'll go, oh, that one.
Oh, right, her Michael Jackson.
What he wears in the smooth criminal video.
Michael Jackson with like... He's always doing this like this. Come to me here.
I don't know what that is.
Look at this shit right here. That's wrong.
Let's concentrate on the dance moves, though.
Yeah, concentrate on the dance moves.
There we go.
What is that? Is that the move?
That, you know.
If only there was a video for this song we could find.
Oh, right. Yeah. If only Michael Jackson had some recorded music available. That's too late now. Too goddamn late. You had your chance. You had your chance, you bastard.
Sorry.
Well, bring my spittoon in here. I'd like to be a judge and wear a cowboy hat at the fucking... You know, yeah. Up on the thing, pound the gavel. I just pound it constantly. Just,
I'm not wearing pants. Get out of my courtroom.
That's what happened in Bull. Dr. Bull. A little bit of court activity. All right. I can't get my mind off these dumbass TV shows that are just horrible. That woman has been apprehended. She has to face justice now. More when women fulfill their potential. Doctor arrested after threatening to slit employees' throats. You know, these days, it takes so little to get fired. This is in Lowndes County, Georgia. Woman in Valdosta facing felony charges after making violent threats. Dr. Marion Antoinette Patterson turned herself in. Have a good one, Kevin. February, the deputies responded to it. He's just leaving. Can we get a shot of that? Where did my fucking... Is he coming back? Kevin, I guess I'm here now. It's okay. Okay, thanks. I'm sure he'll be back.
Patrick, I'd like to contribute to the women fulfilling their potential.
Oh, excellent. Okay, great.
It's a little surprise for you.
A little surprise after this story? Yeah. Okay, great. That'll be exciting. I hope it's not somebody I know.
Maybe.
Let's see. According to a license suspension order from the board, she yelled expletives at employees in her office, repeatedly threatened to slit their throats. And the order states she told an employee she was going to cut her, that's in quotes, and then quote, from her throat, from their throat to her private parts,
unquote.
Thank you. Patterson also allegedly threatened to cut another employee's head off, quote, roll it down a hallway,
end quote,
and quote, call the employee's children so that they could see it,
end quote.
Thank you. At one point, Patterson grabbed an I mean, come on now. How mad do you get an employee? That shows you how bad. See, the woman is what, 56? Is that what I said?
Mm-hmm.
56 years old. She is in the throes of the change. That's right. That can be her.
No, this is a special one.
Why are we looking at this now? It's not time yet. It's not time.
Oh, this isn't the Kevin Downey Jr. story?
That's the Kevin Downey. We're doing one about slitting throats in Valdosta, shit. You motherfucker.
Valdosta.
God!
Deduct points. I deserve it.
Where is fucking Turk when you need him?
Oh, yeah.
You
know what I mean? Yeah, sure. Turk.
Yeah.
Not jealous Turk, right? At all.
Fucking show me. Get the camera off my fucking intern. Piece of shit. If he'd been executing, it'd be fine. How mad do you have to be? Because she could have been under the influence at her practice. That's also pretty bad if you're a doctor.
Yeah.
She threw water onto employees, threw various items, to include including a reflex hammer, and grabbed her, quote, diploma off the wall, threw it on the floor, and stomped on it.
End quote.
And it's believed that Patterson could have been, quote, under the influence.
End quote.
More than once at her practice. So this is the world's worst doctor. In fact, they suspended her license because her practice, quote, poses a threat to the public health, safety, and welfare, and imperatively requires emergency action.
End quote.
This is down in my home. I've lived in Georgia for a little while. I mean, like, you know, finding a doctor, Jesus fucking Christ. What is she now? What kind of doctor is she? An OBGYN?
I was just going to ask you that.
She's probably an OBGYN, right? She's so, you know,
imagine
so preoccupied with slits.
Yeah, imagine looking at him all day long. You get angry at him, too.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to cut your pussy off, you bitch. So I wonder from the... she doesn't say what kind of doctor she is. Just a doctor. I'm going to cut your head off, roll it down the hallway, and call your kids to look at it.
Is that what she said?
Yeah. She said, I'm going to cut you from your throat to private parts. I don't think that she said private parts in the heat of the moment.
No.
End quote.
I'm going to cut you from your throat to your private parts. You know, I'm sure she said cunt.
I'm going to slit your throat to your slit.
I'm going to slit.
Glistening slit.
Your glistening wet slit. Roll it down a hallway. Okay, so what's my surprise?
Actually, this is not the one that I had seen, but this one. Let's just go with this one.
Even fucked up that?
No, because there's more than one. That's okay. What no one knew. This is a woman who really hit her potential. She's a holster, and I want you to see this.
A holster?
Yeah, woman who hid loaded handgun in her vag gets probation. She's a holster, Pat.
A holster.
She's not the most unattractive holster.
No, I've seen holsters I'd rather fuck. I've seen holsters that I would less want to fuck. You know, I mean, she's right like in the middle.
I don't know. I'm not into her.
She drew her little eyebrows on, you know, so that's nice.
There's another one, a little more recent, a really pretty blonde chick. But look, here's...
Another holster?
Yeah. But here's the question. What size gun? We need to know that.
If this was anything more than, like, I don't know, say some kind of Derringer, a 22 of some sort, right. A really small caliber.
Right.
Imagine if it's like the Dirty Harry 44 Magnum, a Desert Eagle.
Pat, we actually pulled up the story that Kevin was talking about.
Oh, great, Liam. Thanks. Let's have a look. Look at her. Gee, now there's a holster I can get around my waist. Woman forced a loaded gun into her vagina to hide it from police. That's how bad people don't want to get caught with a gun. Now, this, you know why this is happening? Because so many guns are illegal. Carry permits are illegal.
Yeah.
Are shoving in your pussy permits? Is it hard to do that? Did they have one of those?
You know what? She can't say no to you sexually because you can say, you've done worse.
Yeah. Right. Come on. Take a flesh cock. Yeah. Just as hard as that barrel. Can we pan down to the story? I want to hear more about this fucking whore.
But look at her. Attractive.
Yeah. She looks like she's inserting it as we look at her. Yeah. She? Like,
She's got the little Cindy Crawford mole below the lip.
Little dimple in that right cheek.
Yeah.
We sure are pretty. She got a wig on, too. No, that's not a wig. That's clearly her own fried eye. Can we please pan down to the text?
They're not paying attention.
Guess not.
Sorry, Pat.
Sorry, Pat. This is Barry White.
What do you want?
I'm sorry.
What
I
want to
see the
say?
Text of the story. I just want to see what the story has to say.
Oh, the text of the story. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just want to read a little bit.
Discovered she had heroin concealed in her bra alongside some ecstasy found in the vehicle. When they performed a search, they found that shit. Was it Bloomington, Missouri?
We should ask Colleen about this.
Biggest surprise was
her
that...
Her name is Anika Witt.
Colleen?
Anika
well,
Witt.
I don't know anything about her in particular.
Is that a Kimber?
Pat,
a particular story is that I don't know about it.
Maybe she should go get a hot dog from a vendor.
It's like, but we're imitating somebody nobody's heard of. Huh? But you can see her at a library in Massapequa. Biggest surprise, she discovered she was transported. That's where they found this. Required to do a strip search. They were goddamn required to do a strip search. It wasn't like they wanted to look at that woman's pussy. Am I right? Jesus Christ, that ain't that old. Well, hell, that depends on the size of the hand, I guess. What kind of gun is that? 380. That's pretty
380 handgun.
Reasonably small. A Kimber 380. She put that whole damn thing in there. Now, I guess they got bends and shape. It's all bent up inside. You know, that tunnel turns and you can stick it in there. Probably hit her G-spot, gun spot. During this search, they found and covered a loaded gun. Wow. Aren't you one queef away from blowing yourself away? Pleaded guilty to possession of a weapon in her pussy. Unlawful possession of a controlled substance. 10 to 15 years, gun charge, 15 years for the drugs charge. So it's less for the gun than it is for the drugs. Yeah. Thank you very much. That's interesting crime. I like that.
We don't have video for that.
Now, that's a good guy with a gun.
But Ryan found two. Ryan found two female holsters.
You know, yeah, many of them, they use their vagina to hide shit.
Yeah.
The vagina is, you know, it's evil. It's evil.
We ain't got a...
And it's the least evil part of the woman.
We ain't got a video for... Oh, there's the gun.
Well, look at that gun.
Hey, look at that.
Real gun. This is before or after picture, I guess. Because I hope she lubed it up when she stuck it in there.
Yeah, I don't think there's no slime on that jammy.
Right. Yeah, I hope she cleaned it recently.
Yeah. That guy has no gloves on, so he's a champ.
Maybe that was her excuse. I was just cleaning it. Yeah. That's how I clean it. I put it in my cunt.
We got no video for that or the last one, but we do have some videos sent in to us by a loyal fan.
Okay, great.
So for every video we don't have, we could sub it for one other video.
Let's have a look. A loyal fan sent us. They've been sending us things.
World star.
Boring.
Bullshit. Come on, man, bitch.
Uh-oh.
This is over a grilled cheese sandwich.
Over a grilled cheese sandwich.
I made that up, but...
Nah, that would almost be a good thing if I ever...
Richie, you eating this sandwich? I made this shit.
Oh, now,
Don't let him run you out.
Come on, I want to call his ass, too.
Don't let him run you out.
Get out of the vehicle.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's a bug. I was so slow, I thought the building was going to jump out of the way.
She's kidding.
She's been yelling. Wow. Oh, my goodness. What's her gun?
How could
she
even get better?
She ain't got an iron. Oh, she got that one.
This is the trailer for the new Jurassic Park.
Community star.
Is that a child in the back?
I'm kidding. Not in his car seat, I'm betting. Wow, my God. Was he buckled in properly? I hope so. What kind of building was that? It looked like a school or something. The projects, maybe? Just a project building?
I think it's a Woof! Poorly built projects.
It is like, yeah. Built to withstand an yeah. SUV crash.
I got a gory
Holy
one.
Holy shit, that was entertaining.
Let's skip the gory one. That one was brutal.
Okay.
And we'll go to this one.
Wait.
What's up?
You trying to tell me that video with that black woman's ass was not the gory one? Okay. Well, I want to see the gory one, by the way.
We'll play the gory one in a little.
We'll build to it.
Yeah, my
All right, here's another video.
Yes.
Appears to be some sort of a protest. Cyclists. Look at them attacking a cop car. Please come back and mow them down. Oh, my fucking God. Do you have any information on this?
Bicycle protest. Whoopsie daisy, it says. So I guess we're waiting for the whoopsie daisy part.
They fucking this car up. Hey, leave, y'all. They should leave.
Bicycle protest.
It's got a little length to it.
What exactly are they protesting? Do you know?
It's just some bicycle pro-bike protest, I believe.
What are they protesting?
Bicycles.
We want you on bikes.
Take your clothes off. Change clothes.
Hey, wait. What happened? One of them got hit by a car. Wait, what's going on? Why don't I make more money? Why?
Oh, is that
Why can't I have two shows?
I know who that is.
What? I want more. More money. So, my family has to eat food.
No, that's not what I sound like. You know?
No, it's like this. You can raise the voice.
That's pretty good. It was a group of Los Angeles bicyclists that would be a gaggle or a faggle stage a protest for their comrade that was killed in a hit and run. When things take a violent turn, the police attempt to clear the intersection while having their car set upon by the sissies that still use a child's toy to get around when a lady barrels through, sending these outdated mode of transportation enthusiasts flying. Causing some injuries but no fatalities, these people need to learn that in a battle between bicycle and car, the car will always
win. Don't bring a bike to a car fight. Let's watch the run over.
Hit this man, bro.
The best part is the cop isn't chasing him.
Where is it? Where did it? Where we missed it?
Hey, let me go.
Did
by,
it happen?
Bro.
Oh, this is after.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, can we go? Can we watch the impact?
Make sure. You're...
Oh, well, whatever. Yeah, I want to see this guy get hit. When? Ah, fuck it.
All right, it's before the oh my god.
There it is.
Oh, that was it?
All
right, here it comes.
Oh, yeah.
Kapoor.
Hey, goodbye, smoke. Yellow Brick Road. Yes, that's right. You are one with the pavement. And by the way, eat at McDonald's. He said, I'm getting my Big Mac.
I love how the cops...
That's a distraction.
Yeah. I love how the cops don't chase the hit-and-run driver.
Why would they? Here comes
slow-mo.
Change clothes, bro.
Change clothes,
brother.
Oh, that's some damage.
That is some damage right there. Can we go to... When they're all crowded around him. I want to see him laying on the ground.
Isn't that something else? Now, they're protesting a hit and run, and then there was a hit and run at the fucking thing.
That's great.
Hopefully it was state sponsored.
That's funnier than like a PETA person getting gored by a bull in Spain.
PETA person?
Yeah. See those idiots?
A PETA person?
Leave the bulls alone. Leave the bulls alone. Leave them.
God. I was thinking PETA, like fucking raps, you know?
No, PETA. Or PETA.
Like, somebody selling PETAs. You mean, yeah, I know. PETA, right. You're talking about the fucking pet people.
Yeah.
People, the ethical treatment. Yeah, that is about that funny. Because those bulls will they'll perpetrate a hit and run. Papalona.
Reminds me of the story of the woman that we talked about on Trump last week who's like, there's no, you know, I'm against xenophobia and goes to hang out with two Afghanistan guys and gets raped.
And she said that she was going out to meet somebody, wanted to meet someone.
Yeah.
And so she did, but she didn't. She failed in that. So she meets these two refugees outside of a bar and she's like, they asked me to come back to their camp. I said, well, what could be in harm of that? She's a member of a Facebook group that says that advocates for refugees. And she said, no danger there. I know that it's fine. And then so they went, and she got raped.
Vaginally and anally.
Vaginally and anally. A double penetration rape. But the other guy was just jerking off. It wasn't like a double penetration.
Right.
He one by one double penetrated.
Yeah.
The guy got a lesser
He's
sentence
waiting
for
to get
jacking
tapped
off.
In.
I don't even think. Yeah. He was going to tag in later. Oh, you doing the ass too? Ah. Fuck. I thought we had a deal.
I was ready to go.
It slipped. I'm sorry. I penetrated both holes. Yeah, the guy's jerking off. And like the guy got what? A year and 3 months? Year and 3 months. For fucking her in the pussy and in the ass. That's in Sweden, where you know how it is there. It's Rapeville. That's right. The whole town is Rapeville. Jarrett Turner, 36. So that was when women fulfilled their potential, and then we saw some videos. Yes. Do we have more videos to look at?
Yeah.
Let's look at shocking video.
Okay.
We have 14 minutes left. We got to get the fuck out of here at 8 o'clock.
Oh, I thought it was 8:30.
My head's on the line. I don't know. I think it's 8.
I thought we're at 8. Okay. Oh, we got a vid.
Do you know? Has it ever been specified?
Nah,
I was only told in my contract that it has to be at least an hour.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know if it's 8 or 8:30, but...
If it's 8 o'clock, I don't get paid. If it's 8:30, I don't get... So, like, I'm really worried.
It's at least 8. So
it was making 8.
I would assume 8, and then, you know, figure it out for next week, and...
I think it's 8.
I think it's 8.
I think an hour is the thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now we've wasted. Now it's 13 minutes until we get to heaven.
Jesus Christ. Oh, gosh.
I know. Wow. Jesus Christ, superstar. Put on the video.
Here's a gory one. Warning, graphic content. It even says it right there.
All the kids in the room, et cetera, et cetera. Put it up on the big screen.
Shots fired at my car. Shots fired. Voice out location.
Fuck, the shot's fired. Whoa. Hey! He said, I can't see through my windshield. I'm going to have to...
Let me see your fucking hands!
Let me see your fucking hands.
Hands, motherfucker.
Reload. What was that game? Lethal Enforcers. Reload. Now you can see his hands up close. The blood of my body is on my hands.
Good guy with like a shot through the windshield.
That was something else. Is he the one who got him?
I don't know. He shot him through the windshield, yeah.
That is fucking nuts.
That's expert.
Hey, pause it 1 second. Now, McCluskey, that's the third windshield this week. I'm getting too old for this shit. Okay, go ahead. Oh, it looks like he's going to shoot him again. Shoot him again. Those are handcuffs, of course. Man, he has a lot of blood inside his body trying to come out.
And outside.
Look at that. Yeah, whenever you drop a deuce on the sidewalk, you got to pick it up. Otherwise, it's a crime.
There's an entrance.
Look at that. It went all the way through. How about that?
An entrance or an exit?
That's a dead person.
That guy.
Why is he taking his pants off?
How many layers does he wear?
Steal his pants.
It's warm out.
We're already halfway down anyway. Yeah. Pull him down so he looks like a thug.
We're not going to have to see his dick, are we?
No, I don't think so. I mean, maybe that was the graphic content they were worried about. Yeah, it did say graphic content, so his dick will be out in a minute. So far, I'm not seeing anything gory.
It's his gun! Come on, you said he had a gun, guys! I ruined a windshield for this!
Look at his vagina. If you can't find one, there's one in this red pouch here. He had it in a box. Okay, unless something is going to happen, let's go. Time to go. That's all over but the crying, wherever that was. Where was that?
Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Louisville. Louisville.
Louisville.
It's one syllable. Louisville.
Louisville.
We have an ad for Trump. You want to see it?
Louisville. Yeah. All right, why not? It's ad for Trump, the show. Why not?
It's awesome.
Okay.
Catch up on the latest Trump podcast with Pat Dixon and Kevin Downey Jr. Go to compoundmedia.com/highlights and go through the episodes. Some of them have thumbnails, too. Like this episode, you can find with a link on Twitter.com. Go to Trump the Podcast and look through all the old school tweets. Here's the tweet right there. Click that, and then you are watching the show. It's Trump, motherfucker.
Now arrives the hour of action.
That's great.
Right.
Okay.
There it is.
If that doesn't make you watch it, nothing
will. Good work, sir. Good work. Thanks. Wonderful.
Well, good job on the bot.
Yeah, that was the...
The simulator, the Crime Report simulator.
The Crime Report simulator did that commercial. Very well done. Yeah.
It's my imitation of it. It's pretty
spot on. I like the way
on.
When he came across it, you know, he's like doing that robot. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
It's subtle, but very, very funny.
Thanks.
Now, a hairdresser has been. Do we have any more video, by the way?
Oh, there's a bunch.
Let's keep going with video, motherfucker.
Okay.
It's the video section. From now on, the last 15 minutes are all video. That's right. You got to wait for it.
This one, a house explodes after a car accident.
Oh, well, thanks for the fucking spoiler alert.
It's more of a description, but yeah.
Vehicle crash, house explosion. It's car versus house tonight.
The video's a little choppy.
Car versus house would be a great fucking show. I keep telling people.
Sounds like a sci-fi movie.
It's just cars driving into houses and losing.
And look at that creepy motherfucker. He's involved.
Oh, my God.
Son of a bitch.
Can we
do that again? Yes. That took me off guard. I knew it was going to happen still. Imagine if that wasn't in the title. Here we go. The guy. Whoa.
Damn.
God damn. I hope a vehicle was empty. He had it rigged up like that.
Yeah.
As, like, when you crash into my house, you're going to pay.
Three.
Dearly.
Two. Boom.
Pay an explosion.
God damn. Where is this?
This is...
Texas.
Is it Texas?
Yep.
How'd you know it was Texas, Kevin?
The thing that came up that said car crash.
It mentioned it was Texas.
It did say Texas.
That's a good thing. It was in Texas. They understand that kind of thing down there.
It is Texas.
Let's look at the next video. Now. Right now.
All right, video surveillance.
Or now.
Hold on one second.
Or now.
Now. I'm going to go big on it.
Oh, my God. Jesus. They were smoking meth in the background? Were they making meth? Like, I'm on fire, robbing a store.
There's the roll.
He had the roll. He had to stop and drop. He wasn't getting the roll down.
He tried it, though. I don't think he had enough room.
Too bad there wasn't a lot of Pepsi or Coke they could have poured on him.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be a waste.
Right there.
And you could refresh yourself, too. Take a nice sip. Pour. There's water everywhere, and not a drop to save this man who is on fire.
Wait,
there we go.
His shirt burned off. Did you see that guy? He's not wearing a shirt.
That guy's shirt burned all the way off.
Utah officers get burned saving a suicidal man who lit himself on fire inside of a gas station bathroom. He doused himself in gasoline and was holding a lighter when officers approached him. The officers tried to de-escalate the situation by talking him down and offering him help. Officer Jackson...
Talking him down? What do you mean talk him down?
By talking to him.
Talking to him.
Oh, yeah. Your balls aren't big enough to light yourself on fire. Oh, Jesus!
Time for Rivera. Get him off there. They're tired of looking at him.
Officer Jackson said negotiations broke down.
Apparently they did, yeah.
Yeah.
Burnt to a crisp.
I'm going
to
flick my bick. And then, you know, yeah. Holy shit, did he die? Is he dead?
I don't know if he died. I don't think so, Dave.
Flick my bick, hell yeah. What a great fucking... His belt buckle says flick my bick on it.
Wow.
Has a dual meaning, being right above your dick like that. Flick my bick, and you can suck my dick.
Yeah.
That's great. You know, that's where the homeless kind of have it, you know, a little advantage. They've already stopped and dropped. All they got to do is roll, usually. Yeah. All right, let's go to the next one.
All right, Staten Island.
Oh, right here in New York City.
The Forgotten Borough, Shaolin.
Shaolin, the Forgotten Borough. Oh, this is exclusive body cam video. Look, look at this guy manspreading.
Drop the gun!
They're going to shoot him and his arms are going to come off.
In the ass!
Kick in the ass! Staten Island. Forgotten Borough. Roy Harder. This is the Forgotten Borough.
Load.
What is that? Now, Bobo.
Load. I know it.
What if I shot your mother in the face? I wouldn't be offended.
I was a second away.
All right, well, that guy is done for now. They disarmed him. I guess they didn't shoot him. He was unarmed. No, he was armed.
He was armed.
Yeah.
He was armed and dangerous.
An armed man that didn't shoot the guy, but absolutely could have. The shots round. The guy shot rounds into an apartment window, and when cops confronted him, sitting on the housing project sidewalk.
He was shooting into fucking windows at a housing project?
I should have shot him.
Worst place. Where's the worst places to shoot into windows? But they should have shot him, I would think.
Absolutely.
Why not just shoot him? Why not just come up and shoot him? I know why.
Por qué?
Because of the fucking bad press everybody's been getting. They actually bothered to disarm this guy. Oh, boy. Well, cops, better luck next time. Actually, of course, we should praise this sort of thing, you know, because now the guy will get to... you can't turn these guys into martyrs all the goddamn time, I guess. You know what I mean?
You know what? He's just going to get out anyway. That cop killer got out.
Yeah, Herman Bell out. Sorry about that, everybody. We did our best. Yeah, he was
unbelievable
to be out the other day. And I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if that weighed in or not.
It was close.
They wanted to. I know a lot of people signed, and you know, you can still watch that episode with Ralph Friedman, which is right here on this goddamn network. We did our best trying to advocate for that family, the poor family.
Now we got a...
now we got Herman Bell out there.
It's a taser sneak attack in Washington, D.C. Cops sneak up on man, threatening people with a knife, zaps him with his good old taser. Very satisfying to watch. Love the swarm of cops that move in once he's down.
Thank you, Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones. Now, Slick, you're about to get tased. That is T-A-S-E-D, and I mean tased.
What's the offense? Oh, standing there while black?
Yeah. Son, you better stop being black over there. I'm going to Tommy Lee Jones your ass, and I mean Tommy Lee Jones.
Should have known better than to come out with that black skin.
Lighten up.
Officers are also black, by the way, which makes them...
Look at the old guy sneaking up.
Cartoonish days. If that was done in a movie, they'd tell him to tone it down.
Yeah, be like, we need a red pen. Cut. What the fuck was that?
I'm going to immobilize you.
You think we're not doing the Naked Gun here, okay?
Tommy Lee, perfect.
Serious it up a little.
Tase guy.
Now look at him. Look at him swarm.
Look how close he...
Black police showing out for the white cop.
Colonel Sanders, freeze!
Now, you better... Okay, I got him.
Colonel right. Sanders freeze.
I don't know what now. What was the violation? What was he doing standing
violation.
There?
Threatening people with a knife.
Oh yeah, that'll do it.
That'll do it.
He's a knife man. We've seen from China how dangerous the knife man can be.
China.
Can we go to let's clips. More,
New York,
more.
We call them Dominicans.
We right, and they're in the Boogie D. Do we have any more videos?
We do.
Show it, man. Come on.
This is a poison vigil.
Fucking getting chased by the fucking cops, yo.
The pops.
Well, that's bad.
Gotta have
what
the pops.
What the fuck? What the fuck, yo?
Another police suit. First person POV. Not sure if any backstory on this, but I think we all get the gist.
I know. What the fuck? My fault, blood.
No seatbelts. That might be important.
Fuck.
They're not letting up, man.
Stupid bitch!
Damn.
There it is.
He dropped the phone?
Oh, I think they tumbled. I think they're...
Wow.
That's great.
Facebook Live, when Facebook Live goes bad.
He dropped the cell phone between the middle console and the car in the seat. Why is there a space...
Oh, you see, we want to believe that it's Jerry Seinfeld, though.
Why is there a space between the mid-console and the chair? I don't get it.
Jerry, I can't believe you're here. But yeah, why would there be?
Why would they put a space between the two? And it's not hand-sized. You can't put your hand in between the seat and the mid-console.
Right, well, that's where you want to put your coffee, right, when you're driving around in a car.
Sure.
Yeah.
And not your phone or your iPod in between the seat and the mid console.
Which is where it typically goes, right?
That's where it goes.
Yeah. It's like pulled in like some kind of a like there's some kind of a tractor beam on the damn
it's
thing.
A tractor.
Show more videos.
More. All right, cool. We got
Seinfeld in the booth. That's amazing.
That's great.
A pursuit
I love it when Seinfeld
tie.
Comes in. All right, let's see. We have 1 minute left.
Shit. Yeah, I think it went down already.
The shit already went down, man. Yep.
Wow.
Whatever that was.
Goodness
was what
gracious.
Let's watch it backwards.
Oops. I made a boo-boo.
There we go.
Shkaplan.
Oh, my God. Was that the two guys who were talking on the phone?
Yeah, it's the second view.
Doing the shooting their experiences.
It's
all
the
right.
Second angle.
Oh, we're done. Show's over. Love to look at that crash some more. Yeah. We are out of here. Thanks for watching, and thank you, Anthony Cumia, for letting us do this show. Where are you going to be? Where am I going to be? I'm going to be in Indianapolis this week. Watch. Come and see me. Crackers, Indianapolis. Is it downtown?
Yes.
It's a downtown room. Downtown Indianapolis. Crackers this coming Thursday through Saturday.
I'm going to be at the Virginia Beach Funny Bone Tuesday and Comedy Key West Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. Crackers this weekend. And thank you guys at the booth. Thank you, John. Thank you, Darcel. And, of course, Ryan Katz-Rivera. Thanks to Bob Dylan, who's in the room. We didn't even acknowledge Bob Dylan is in the room. This is insane. Here he is once again. Thank you, Anthony Gumi, for letting us do this show.